Wow, doesn't that picture just capture the essence of what it means to be a mom? That there's always somebody clamoring, always someone who's looking for something, has a need, and they look to mom. In our house, when there's a real problem, they look to mom. And so this weekend, we just want to celebrate you, mom. We want to celebrate your heart, your compassion, your hard work. What in the world would we do without you? And so this Mother's Day, we're going to celebrate you. We're going to celebrate you as a mom and actually every person who has the heart of a mom, that heart that wants to nurture, that wants to care, that's been there for us in those times where we just needed someone who had the heart of a mom. And so this weekend, we hope you're enjoying the service. But now you're in for a real treat because we really believe that one thing that all moms like to do is they like to laugh. And so we have brought Barnes and Miner in. They've been here before. They're good friends of ours. And they're just going to lighten it up and tell us some stories and help us to laugh together as a community. The Bible says that laughter is like a good medicine. It brings healing to our soul. And so this weekend, mom, just sit back, enjoy as we continue this time of celebrating one of God's greatest gifts, our moms, and all those who have the heart of a mom. And so, here's Barnes and Miner.
Good morning. Everybody say hello to Amy.
Good morning, everybody. Oh, it's so nice to be back here.
Yeah.
We're excited to be back.
It's Happy Mother's Day to the moms. Happy Mother's Day.
Are you having a nice Mother's Day already? Anybody get breakfast? Somebody made you breakfast? All right, a couple of you.
Who made breakfast? What moms actually made breakfast? Yep, see? Never stop momming,
that's
do you?
That's what we do.
That's all right. Well, we're so happy. We had such a good time last night. And yes. Hello to everybody in they call it the North Annex. There's people actually, through the power of, what is that, technology? They're watching in another room.
Next door? They can just sit
They couldn't be bothered to come in here.
Come in here. No, they got to
They got to go over there where they don't want anybody to bother them. There's also somebody... off of Highway 53 watching at home.
Just pulled over.
He somehow got the feed. He's watching.
We need extra space, right? You need the space, right? Clearly, this
remote.
Place is full.
Yes,
you guys are packed.
Yeah,
it's
but exciting. You got the 96 acres next door. What are you going to do with it?
That's a lot.
We don't know. Golf course?
I got an idea.
Golf course, yeah.
NFL expansion team. I just want to put that out there.
Is this Eau Claire or Chippewa Falls or Lake? What is it? It's a different name every time. It's like Lake Chippeclair. The Lake Chippeclair...
Leopards. Leopards, that's going to be your team.
No, what's that we saw on the side of the road? It was like a deer on the side of the road? The deer or the... Was that an alpaca or something
kill?
I saw?
Llamas.
Llamas. Lake
this has
Chippa
nothing
Claire
to do with
Llamas.
What we're here to talk
Anyways,
about.
Anyways, good morning.
It's Mother's Day.
It's Mother's Day.
We're here to tell some jokes.
That's right.
What
we're comedians.
Here to do on Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day.
Gift
to you all.
It's a special weekend for me. I just found out my mom was adopted, which came as a complete shock because I always thought she's my real mom. So, I didn't know that at all. So, it's a good joke.
I fortunately my whole family is here. Jerry and Moses are with, and my daughter Rocket is here. So we're all together for Mother's Day, which is nice. But my poor mom is all by herself. Well, she's with my dad.
Yeah.
But it's
like being
same
by
thing.
Herself.
But they went on a little boat trip. They took their boat out this weekend, and I got that panicky text from my mom yesterday, which I know some of you get from your moms. Like my mom, every time she texts me, it's an ASAP, right? Like it doesn't matter what it is. It's call me ASAP. And at this point in life, I think it means someone died. That's what I think. So I call right away, immediately, and I get trapped by this every time. It's the same thing. She's going out of town, and there's half a head of cauliflower in her refrigerator. And she's worried it's going to go bad while she's gone. So I need to stop by and pick it up. Yeah. Make sure it gets used up.
Seriously, I wish we could
still have
those
concerned about
answering
produce.
Machines, right? That's what we need. So we could screen so we calls
screen.
When Marsha calls.
We could hear what she has to say.
She's going to have to go pick up two hot dog buns while they're on the boat.
I don't want them to be moldy
when
I get back.
Yeah.
My mom's great, though. She's we had a dog when I was growing up. We had a dog. And my mom actually put the dog to sleep so that she could go on vacation one time.
Seriously.
That's not even a joke.
No.
She had the dog put to sleep.
She did that.
And I went over to check on the dog while she was gone. I thought, I'll go check on the dog and see how the dog... And the dog's gone. So I called her. She's like, honey, don't worry. Dog's in a better place now. And so am I. Cancun.
She's a lovely woman.
Okay, that dog was very old and sick.
It was time.
It was just, yeah.
He really did. Now, we dedicated some babies, right? That was cool. I love when they dedicate babies. Who's got a baby in here? I didn't see it. Anybody
here?
Who had
the babies?
Who's got a little baby in here? Anybody that they want to own up to?
They just dedicated them and left. They're like,
over there?
It.
You got a, is that a boy or a girl? And what's his name? Everett? Oh, that's a good name.
Oh, that's a good name.
That's a really nice name, yeah. You know, you ever meet those parents that try too hard to name their kids? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They put a vowel and a consonant together that have no business being together.
None.
Mm-hmm. And this is our son.
What?
And his sister. Is that a name? Is that
a... You laugh. They're at our school, those kids. I had to write those Valentines out this year. I was like, what is that, a QZ? I don't even know how to say
it. Or the baby name book. They get the baby 200,000 baby names. They always pick the most obscure name just so they have to explain it to you. It's so pretentious.
Yeah.
Now, this is our son, Adonijah. It means son of the living God. I don't care. I'm not doing a crossword.
We don't need to know that.
This is our son, Bob. It means boy of dad. Or they give the kid a city name. Have you noticed that's a big trend? That's usually where the kid was conceived on the honeymoon. That's a big memory. Like, oh, this is our you know, Paris or or London or Dallas. You know, oh, this is our son here, Waukesha. His brother, Elk Mound. And there's another one. Oh, Claire, the third one. Yeah, Claire. Now, did you have Everett in the hospital?
Good.
Good for you.
That's where babies should be born.
That's where babies should be born, where someone else can clean up the mess.
That's right.
Good for you. It's a good choice.
All my friends are having their babies in their living room now. You guys do that here?
You do that here?
You do that here? Have your baby in your living room?
Lake Chippahalic? What?
No, you don't do that here. That, I don't. She. They get the like blow up jacuzzi tub, you know, and they get the candles and the doula and the
fairy dust
and stuff. Yeah, it's crazy there. I had a friend who actually had a dolphin birth. It's where there's dolphins swimming around in the water while you're having a baby.
Yeah.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you get the chance, you should go see it because it's fun to see the dolphins.
It is.
Right. I mean, it was, that was a good time.
But hey, if That's you're gonna like, do it, remember Obamacare does not cover dolphins.
No, you can't get it on.
Read the policy. No. You want an animal, you gotta write that check yourself.
That's out of pocket.
That's
really.
You can't get anything.
No manatees.
Can't get an
or
otter.
Porpoises or whales or anything.
You gotta write that check.
Yeah, that's on you. But it is fun to see it. Don't make the same mistake I did. Don't wear your big hoop earrings because those dolphins just right for them. Like they.
Oh yeah.
They don't even.
Yeah.
It's like it's in them, you know, like they're trained. Without even being trained. Yeah.
I don't understand the home
your
birth.
Your friend gets upset. He thinks you're trying to make it all about you.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Instead of about the baby, it's about you.
Right, it's about you.
The home birth really reduces the value of your home, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Or when you have those new friends over and you're giving them the tour of the house. You know, this is our kids' room here, and over here is the kitchen addition. And this is where my water broke over here. And where are you going? Yeah.
Did you get the drugs? Good.
Good for you.
They're legal in there,
right?
They'll just give them out to anybody. Just handing them out in there, right? Totally legal.
I had an epidural. I just got in line, you know. I can't feel my legs.
Yeah.
Totally worth it, though. Totally. Now, is that Everett's dad right there? Did you cut the cord?
Oh.
Anybody here? Raise your hand if you cut the cord. Oh, look at you.
Look at all of them.
Bunch
There's
of
a lot
cord
of them.
Cutters
wow.
here in... Lake Chippahalic.
Wow.
I don't get it.
Save a little money.
I don't get it. It's the only medical procedure they get a volunteer to finish it off. I'm there for the birth of our son. Doctor says, you want to cut the cord? I said, how lazy are you? I didn't go to medical school. Why don't you give it a shot there, Skippy? I didn't scrub up.
I wouldn't let him cut the cord.
No.
We had a boy. You can really mess that up. We're traveling right now. We got our kids with us. We'd love to have them with us on the road. The only problem is they're super expensive kids, right? I mean, you know, you got to buy them stuff all the time. And you have to eat out every meal when you're on the road. And we have this daughter who, ever since she learned how to read, she orders off a menu like she's got an expense account. She'll look down a menu. I think I'm going to start with.
Start with?
You can't even finish a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
It's crazy.
You're going to start with water.
Yeah.
You're going to finish with what's left on my plate. Have some butter. We'll call it an appetizer. Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, Daddy, what's catch of the day? So that's chicken nuggets.
It's fresh from the sea.
Sir, by the way, I appreciate you in the front row. You brought a Bible. He's got a pen out.
He's totally ready to take
notes. We're comedians. I'm so sorry. Hey, John 3:16. There you go. No, you don't see that often enough where people bring a Bible. And actually, that's an actual hard copy Bible. That's not even a phone Bible.
It's like
an app, the WhatsApp. Thanks for doing that.
And
he's had
his pen ready to write for the entire time we started talking.
And every joke, I feel more guilty because
there's nothing
of substance is coming. Nothing.
Not
zero.
Anything.
He's getting nothing. He could be hurting. We don't know. I'm going to sit up front on Mother's Day because of
something. He's going to learn
something, right? And he gets nothing. He's going to walk out going, what? Dolphin births? Was that in the Old Testament? Did I miss something? I'm so sorry.
You must be a real encouragement to your pastor, though, for sure, sitting in the front row with your
name. Yeah.
He put his pen away. He's like, I'm just going to put it away.
Well,
I don't want him to make fun of me anymore.
When Paul called us and said he wanted to do something special for Mother's Day, he said, listen, I couldn't get Beth Moore, so can you guys do it? Okay, we'll try to fill in. All right, we're kidding. But I just didn't want you to feel like waiting for something to happen.
Yeah,
it didn't happen.
This is pretty much what it's going to be.
This is it.
This morning.
And I like seeing kids in the service. Hi there, little girl. How are you? She's good. All right. She's good.
How old are you? How? 7? You're 7?
Oh, that's a nice age.
We have our kids are 12 and 9.
Oh,
They're with us here. 12 and 9. Those good ages, right? I love
solid. 12
and 9. Our daughter's at that age. She's just about to become a teenager. Yeah. And so we're having all those discussions about, like, social media and stuff, like when it's okay to let them do that. Scary, isn't it? I mean, we've held off to this point. She does have a Facebook account because how else am I going to remember her birthday? Right. No, I'm just kidding.
It's worth it. Yeah, it's worth it right there. But we're finding that ever since we first had our kids, and I don't know if it's like that here, but parents are very competitive.
They're competitive with each other, aren't they? Like it's kind of underhanded, you know, like
they
you sneak in those
they
things.
They compete here in Lake Chippecler? You guys compete? They do, right? It's not necessary, but it's something about us that makes us compete. I remember when my son was 2, I was down at a local park, and he was playing with another kid, and so I struck up a conversation with the kid's mom. You know, we're just kind of hanging out there. And I said, oh, our kid's about the same age. And then she starts throwing down with stuff her kid has done, just one after another, and I had nothing.
Yeah.
I was empty. And so I just started making stuff up. You ever lie about your kids? Oh, yeah, you got to.
I always do.
Because it started out harmless. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, our kids are about the same age. You know, my son, he just turned 2, and he's already completely potty trained, and he can say with perfect diction, where is the bathroom? He's like an English gentleman. Where's the bathroom? It's kind of neat.
That's really fantastic.
Neat trick. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Great kid.
Yeah, he's a good kid.
My son's also 2.
Oh, yeah.
Also 2
good,
years
good
old.
Good
size
kid, yeah.
Also potty trained.
Is he really?
He's potty trained. Yeah.
Amazing.
When he has to go, he says, ¿Dónde está el baño?
Yes.
Bilingual, our little guy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rosetta Stone, for that.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Slipped that in there, didn't you?
Yeah.
Bilingual thing. Nice.
He also shares a birthday with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
What? This kid?
Same day.
Dr. King.
Isn't that amazing?
Civil rights.
Yeah, that's the one.
Is amazing.
Isn't that
what
great?
A neat coincidence that is.
I don't know if it's a coincidence.
Well,
I mean, we don't want to say there's any connection.
No.
Just yet. But yesterday at the park, he did solve a dispute between an Israeli kid and a Palestinian kid.
Wow.
Well, peacemaker.
Oh.
A diplomat in training, I feel like.
Special
kid.
Oh.
Big future.
That is so. You know, my son was born on December 25th. You know, Jesus of Nazareth.
Right. Jesus, sure.
Was born on December 25th.
Of course,
and we're
of course.
Not saying there's any connection there, but yesterday, in the sandbox, he healed a blind kid.
Wow.
You're going to want to write that down.
No, well, it's terrible, right? The way that we parents,
we
like, feel like we have
compete.
To compete. Kids, they're all special,
they
right? They're so unique and wonderful.
Right.
And Yeah, does anybody have a 9-year-old?
Who's got a 9-year-old?
Who's got a 9-year-old?
Who's got a 9-year-old or 8? You do back there? What's your name? Hmm?
Chris.
Hi, Chris. Now, is it a boy or a girl? Boy, we have a 9-year-old. And we're going to, what's his name?
Lewis.
Lewis. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to celebrate on Mother's Day. We're going to celebrate Lewis for 10, 15 seconds.
Okay.
Instead of competing. What is something great that Lewis is doing now we can all share with the group here? He loves piano. That's pretty cool. He loves piano.
He loves piano. Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah.
Our son just won a Grammy, actually. Yeah.
But don't get him tested.
Instrumental.
Every kid's different.
Yeah.
It's not a competition.
I feel like later they catch up. They like kind of narrow that
sure,
gap a little
fine.
Bit as they get older.
Don't even worry
Lewis
about it.
Lewis is going to be great. It's just the way God made him. So special.
What about a 12-year-old? Anybody got a 12-year-old? We got a 12-year-old girl. Who's got a 12-year-old? You do?
Well, you do.
Boy or a girl? And what's her name?
Emma.
I like that name.
I can spell that.
Yeah. let's celebrate Emma. What's something that she does that's great that, you know, that we can share with the group here? Seriously. Hmm? She plays the flute.
Flute. All these musical
kids. That's pretty
awesome.
That's nice. Plays the flute.
Wow.
Yeah. Flute.
Flute.
I like the flute. Flute's a good thing. Yeah. I got nothing. Never heard that one before, the flute. I mean, our daughter does play in a Jethro Tull tribute band, but that's all I got.
Is that a thing?
I don't know. He plays the flute, I heard.
Jethro Tull does?
I think so. Is that true? A couple of people.
You have very musical children.
Waking
here,
up out of the
60s.
Children. Yeah, all right. Anyways, we shouldn't compete is the whole point.
That's right.
Now our kids, they want a dog. Who's got a dog?
A lot Everybody's of dog
got people
a got
dog. Dog. What kind of dog do you have there? You don't know?
You don't know what kind of dog it is?
It would.
It's a mix of a lot
okay.
of dogs.
Okay.
It's a mutt. You got a little.
Mutt.
Is it a big dog or a little dog? It's pretty
no.
little.
Yeah.
Medium. Do you dress it up? You dress it?
No. Okay.
No clothes. No, that's good. I mean, our daughter wants, she's been asking for a purse dog,
yeah.
right? She wants a purse dog, like a small dog that she can carry around in a purse and dress it up like it's an accessory to her life.
No.
Right? And I've been trying to convince her that the dogs don't like to wear the clothes.
No, they don't.
That's why you only see the little ones wearing clothes, like
yeah.
the chihuahuas. It's the ones that can't get away,
yeah.
right? You never see a Rottweiler in a pair of culottes.
Nope.
Do you ever see that? Not going to see a pit bull in a tube top. Maybe once.
Now, our son is allergic.
He's allergic
so
to dogs.
So that limits the
yeah.
doggy playing field.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said get a poodle.
Yeah.
Anybody own a poodle? I'm just curious. I want to back up with a poodle
owners.
Owner in here. Nobody.
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 Over there. He's.
Oh, yeah. You got the big one or the little one? Oh, little one. I like the big one. The big American standard poodle. You know the ones that always win the dog show?
Yeah.
Those are awesome dogs. Those are hunting dogs. Did you know that? Hunting poodles. Come on. You got to be pretty secure in your masculinity to bring a poodle hunting. You think? Just show up with a
sure.
sweater tied
for
around
sure.
your neck. Come on, fuzzball. Let's go do some shooting. Get some camo and some clips.
Because that's how you hunt.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Remember a few years ago, Dick Cheney shot that guy? Guy brought a poodle out there.
Mm-hmm. Pretty sure that's what happened.
So we don't know where to go. It's so hard to get a dog. So my neighbor got a dog.
Yeah.
So I asked him. I said, hey, where'd you get the dog? He goes, well, we adopted him. Well, I'm sorry. I thought it was your biological dog.
Yeah. Well, they help. Look so much alike. I thought for sure it was his.
Yeah.
No. He's got your eyes. Nope, we were wrong.
And have you ever heard this one? You heard this one? Hey, where'd you get that dog? We rescued him. What? Mm. We rescued him from the doggy rescue. What are you, a Navy SEAL? Now you can't just be a dog owner. You got to be a hero. We rescued him. Oh, okay.
I think if you're going to say you rescued a dog,
mm-hmm.
you should actually have to perform a rescue.
I agree.
Like be dangling from a helicopter over a raging river and pluck that dog to safety to say you rescued the dog. You can't say you rescued a dog just because you drove your BMW to the bad part of town.
Right.
To see if they had a purebred over there.
Yeah.
That's not a rescue.
No.
That's a pickup. You picked up your dog.
If you valet park, it's not a rescue.
It's not a rescue, no.
Here's what we got a dog when I was a kid. Completely different. Okay. The neighbor's Great Dane got out, found the other neighbor's Dachshund. And then a few months later, in front of the grocery store, was a box full of free Great Dachshunds.
Nice.
We got one. It was a great dog. 5 inches high. 7 feet long. My grandpa had cataracts. He thought we had a gator. Never told him.
Oh, so we entered the pet ownership playing field a couple years ago. Our son really wanted an animal.
Yeah, he did.
So we went to the pet store and we're like, we're looking for a dog and we want to tell you a little bit about us and you can recommend the kind of dog that you think we should have. So we told them a little bit about our family and they're like, we think you should have a hamster. It's a very low commitment animal. If you've never owned a pet, they live like 1 to 2 years, which is just about perfect. And
they're very self-sufficient.
Yeah, they hide food. So even if you forget to feed them for a really long time, they've got something, you know, pretty much somewhere.
Just that they're quiet.
They've saved up for a rainy day.
Yeah, they're quiet and they take care of themselves. They're not a bother. Awesome. It's like renting a room to a middle child.
Yeah, it's amazing. So we got this hamster, and she gained a remarkable amount of weight. She was like tipping the scales as like the world's fattest hamster.
Yeah, she beefed up.
And we took her back. We're like, "Are you sure this isn't a guinea pig?" And they're like, "No, that's a hamster. We don't know what you're feeding her." But we were like, "Table scraps? Is that okay?" But she, you know, whatever's around. But she had one of those wheels, you know, that she ran in, and she was so fat that she couldn't fit around it. So every time the bar would come around, she'd have to duck. So she'd like run, duck, like run.
Just stick her head out.
Rested in her little wheel. And she had a plastic house that she lived in. At one point, she went into the house and it just cracked over the top of her.
Like,
that's obvious. She was crazy. She was so much fun.
So she's a big hamster.
But so here's what happened this last year. The hamster actually died.
Yeah.
Twice. I know, right?
Twice.
I'll just tell you how it happened. So I'm on a flight home from Wichita, Kansas, and I get a text message from Jerry and our daughter, and it says, "Hey, the hamster died. We need you to tell Moses."
Yeah, I didn't want to tell him.
Yeah, they're scared of him. So I said, "Wait till I get home. We'll break the news to him." So I get home. We all gather around Moses. We're like, "Moses, we're really sad to tell you that your hamster has gone to sleep, and she didn't wake up."
Yeah.
Which we have since learned is something you're never supposed to tell kids at bedtime.
Yeah.
That is.
This is not good. Yeah.
We didn't know. We're not like the world's greatest parents or anything. So. We tell him that his hamster died. He cries. You know, we calm down. We put him to bed. And then Jerry's like, "Amy, you want to see the hamster?" And I said, "Of course I want to see the hamster, right? Who wouldn't want to see that?" So we walk down to the basement to where the hamster is, and he takes a pencil, pokes the hamster.
Yeah.
Hamster gets up. Right?
Right.
So we've just told our son that his hamster is dead.
So we have no choice. I got to kill it.
We got...
Right? He put a little pillow over his face or toss a toaster in his waddle bowl. I don't know.
I mean, we were just insensitive parents. We don't want to add stupid to that, right? We don't want to...
Got
to
cover your tracks at this point.
So we Google it, and then we figure out from Google that hamsters hibernate. We didn't know that.
Didn't know.
But apparently hamsters are hibernators, right?
I know that now, yeah.
Right, now we know. And so we thought maybe she was just sleeping, you know?
Right.
So we tuck her in with a little blanket, and we go upstairs, and we say, "Moses, it's a miracle. Your hamster has come back to life." He was pretty happy about that, you know, went to bed, got up the next morning, went downstairs, hamster's dead.
Yeah.
We didn't kill her.
No.
I think she was just on the way out, right? So then what we did is the same thing that any one of you would have done as a responsible, loving parent in a situation like that where you have just disappointed your child. We bought him a puppy. Because clearly
down.
We are responsible pet owners who should own a dog. And it was such a big experience for our family that I decided we had to write a song about it, about buying the puppy. And I was like, what kind of song should I write about this? And I thought, it's got to be a country song, right? Because it's a song about regret, obviously. So hopefully this will be a cautionary tale to all of you. Here's our puppy song. She looks so cute in the window of the mall pet store. Puppy eyes like a tractor beam into my heart they bore. Well, Mom and Dad were great big heroes on Christmas morn. Then reality set in, we got a dog. We got a dog, and we're sorry, but you can't return a dog. 'Cause apparently they're family, and returning them is wrong. Well, there ain't we were kids. So we got a dog forever, or at least as long as that dog lives, which is longer than 1 to 2 years, I will tell you. The kids swore up and down they'd show responsibility, and they really have stepped up, except when she needs to eat or walk or pee. Strategy cost them their credibility. They'll never get a car, but they got that dog. They got a dog, and they're sorry, but you can't return a dog. 'Cause just like kids, they're family, and returning them is wrong. Well, there ain't no farm to drop her off like we did when we were kids. So we got a dog forever, or at least as long as that dog lives. Seriously, she needs to watch her back, is all I'm saying right now. Now, puppies are adorable and lots of fun to hug, which helps with overlooking all the damage to your rugs. But beware, those cuddly puppies can be like a gateway drug, 'cause it never seems to stop with just that one dog. We got a dog, we got a cat, they talked us into speckled rats. Gecko got a snake and got more rats than that snake ate. We got some chickens for their eggs when they stopped laying for their legs. This is a smarter crowd than last night, don't you really?
Yeah.
But no, we didn't learn. Why don't we ever learn? No, we didn't learn. We got another dog. Welcome to pet ownership.
Doesn't she have a nice voice, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh, that's nice.
He does, doesn't she? I wish we had more time, because you'd really enjoy her song about leprosy.
I have cut that song out of the act. We didn't do that the last time we were here.
She has a song about leprosy.
I do.
She does.
I recorded it on Comedy Central a few years ago. They cut it off the end of my set because they said it was too dark for Comedy Central. So I was like, whatever, I'll just do it at churches and stuff. That's right.
No problem. Yeah.
That's pretty much what I do now.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, y'all. I just want to take a minute, if I can, in the middle of all of this fun that we're having, to just share with you, some of you moms briefly. There's so many different kinds of moms in this room, you know. I mean, some of you are just started on that journey, and some of you have grown children who've moved away. But it's such an important job. It's like the greatest thing that I've ever been allowed to do in my life is being a mom to my kids. And it makes me appreciate my mother so much more. And I went through a period in my life after I graduated from college where I decided that I was going to pursue show business. I moved to Los Angeles to do comedy. And I really walked away, I feel like, from the leading of the Lord. And I wasn't walking in a relationship with him the way I had been before that or the way that I am now. And just decided that I was going to make my own plans. I was a little impatient, I think, and really drove my mom to her knees, for sure, for many years. And I'm sure that she wore some holes in the carpet in front of her bed praying for me. But over time, God, you know, walked alongside me through that chapter of my life and brought me back to where he wanted me to be and led me out of a place where I was, you know, doing comedy and writing just to glorify myself to a place where I get to stand in a church and tell jokes to encourage people and glorify him. And I believe that that has so much to do with my mom's prayers. And I really believe that you moms who are praying for your kids right now, maybe you're just starting out, you've got babies and you're praying for their future. Or maybe you're down the road and you're praying for a child who's walked away from the Lord or from your family. And I just want you to know that I am a walking testimony that God hears the prayers of moms, and he loves you. So keep praying for your children, and happy Mother's Day to you for all you do for your kids and your families. We hope you feel loved and appreciated today.
Yeah, that's well said. I got nothing. I'm thinking I'm going to add something, but what do I add to that? Just love your moms, right?
Love your moms.
Your moms are special.
And I'm just watching the clock back there, trying to decide what we're going to do right now.
No, we could just wonder and then let it run out in silence. That would be the weirdest end to a church service.
Or we could have him read back his notes.
Oh, yeah, that's good. good.
Do you want to do a song or you want me to do a song? Or you want to both try to do them?
I could do mine quickly.
All right, we'll let Jerry do it.
I'll just do it.
And maybe I'll do it.
Abridged version real quick. All right?
Because, you know. There's an abridged version? You want to get me those chords?
Let's have some music real quick. Oh, that's nice. Isn't that nice? It's always nice to talk when there's music, you know? Because people don't know what it is. Is it singing? Is it talking? It must be important because there's music. That's why pastors do it. Right? Pastor can say whatever he wants when there's music. No one's going to question it. Folks, we got some good news and some bad news. Good news is we have the money for the new Family Life Center. Bad news is it's still in your pockets. But how about that music? Isn't that some good music? You know, there are two things in this country they should never be able to take away from us. The first thing is our freedom. Okay, wait, stop. Seriously, every other place there's a crowd of people, someone says freedom, people go bananas.
People
not you people.
Cheer for freedom.
Lake Chippecler,
usually
you guys
they
are
get
like
excited about freedom. They're like,
maybe didn't know you had a part in the service. So maybe I'm going to start over when I get to that part. If you don't know what to do, just fake it. Fake it for freedom. Hashtag fake it for freedom. All right.
Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead.
You know, folks, there are two things in this country they should never be able to take away from us. The first thing is our freedom. That's right. Second thing is our right to drive a really cool car. So this goes out to someone who may have had a nice car. Perhaps you had a convertible or a sports car. Maybe you had a nice truck with a lift kit and a Hemi. Now you have kids. This song's for you. Sing along if you know the words. If tomorrow all the cars and trucks I've driven all my life suddenly had room for my children and my wife, I thank my lucky stars and then trade them in today. My truck, it stood for freedom. My kids took that away. Now I drive a minivan where at least I have enough seats. I'm gonna be the dad whose kids don't wanna take my keys. I'll gladly stand up next to her, defend her still today. There ain't no doubt I love this van. God bless the carpool lane.
I think they thought you were done. He isn't. He's not done, no.
From the soccer fields of Georgia, the burbs of Tennessee, right here in Lake Chippecler, I've seen a parking lot. Don't lie to me. I know what you're driving, seriously. Costco down to Walmart, from sea to shining sea. Oh, it's quiet in the backseat now, because I turned on a DVD. Now I drive a minivan with sippy cups by my feet. I won't forget the men who died for making fun of me. I'll gladly stand up. If you drive a minivan today, will you stand with me in solidarity? Oh, who's willing to rise up? God bless you. Yes, God bless you. Yes, yes. Give them a round of applause. Give them some love. Come on, folks. All right, sit down now. It's getting weird. Okay. Well, defenders still today. There ain't no doubt I love this van. Sing with me. God bless the carpool lane. God bless the carpool. Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh. Yeah.
All right. We have time for one more. We'll just do one more.
All right.
Before we're done.
All right. You guys are awesome. Happy Mother's Day. And don't forget to pick up your body icing on the way out. You heard me. Body icing for everybody in here.
I tried all of the flavors last night. They all smell really delicious.
I don't think you're supposed to eat them.
I didn't eat them.
Okay.
I tried them on different parts of my hand.
Oh.
All right. Okay. The one more song, because it's Mother's Day. I really feel like we got to do our spanking song today.
All right.
Because how else would you celebrate Mother's Day than that?
That sounded weird. Usually it doesn't happen in the same sentence. I think there's a point where she breaks up. Never mind.
Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, okay, so this is a song that I wrote after we moved to Seattle, where it is legally frowned upon to spank your kids, but it's still really important to discipline them. So I took some time and I combed through all the laws to find all the stuff that it is still totally legal to do to them. And I put it all in a song because, you know, like it's easier to remember than in a book. And I want you to know, I did actually perform this song at a convention of CPS workers.
Right, right.
I was invited.
Yeah.
And after the show, they were like, Amy, that song's really funny, but you can't do most of that stuff. And I said, I live in Seattle, and I'm out of your jurisdiction. But I just want you to maybe check your own municipality before you give any of this a try, okay? Just make sure you're covered.
All right.
All right, here we go. And then we'll be done. Thanks for having us. It's so nice to be back with you all. Happy Mother's Day. All right. Well, your kid done wrong, and I bet that you witnessed. You tried to be chill, but they're so naughty you must diss. They've slipped right off the track. Now you're trying to get them back before your cool done ran out. I'll be giving you suggestions. Nothing can protect them but divine intervention. Reckon it's about your turn to teach something they'll learn. But you can't spank your kids no more, no more. It's like those kids aren't yours. No, right now you're like, Amy, what can we do?
Man. Get your pen out.
You can't. Now's the time you're gonna need it, yeah. Send them off to bed without a bite to eat. Shave their head and eyebrows while they sleep. That is totally legal, moms. They'll wake up in the morning and know that they're loved, 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 loved. Write your mommy loves you on their forehead with a black Sharpie. Hem their pants an inch or three. Send them off to school and they'll know that they're loved, 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 loved. But you can't spank your kids no more, no more. It's like those kids aren't yours. You can tell them that they're dying of a rare sweat gland disorder. Move them to a closet, rent their room out to a boarder. Find their diary. You can change your name to something really strange, like Snooky, J-Wow, Saddam Hussein. You're well within your rights. CPS won't fight it, but you can't spank your kids no more, no more. It's like those kids aren't yours. Until they change their mind and see like me, they'll open up their lunch, it's organ meat. Bite into a heart and they'll start to do their chores. So please don't, there's no need to graduate, cause money is short. This old college funds, not yours. Thank you very much. Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, everybody. You know, several years ago, I was talking to a mom after Mother's Day, and a lot of us don't realize how difficult Mother's Day can be for just a lot of women and women going through difficult times. And I was talking to her about what are the things that mothers want on Mother's Day, and she was very clear. She said, the one thing we don't want is for you, Pastor Paul, to tell us how to be a great Proverbs 31 wife. You know, anything like that, you know, or how to be a great mom. And then she just kind of looked away and said, you know what we really just want to do is we want to laugh. You know, we got a lot of hard things, so we just want to laugh. And aren't you grateful for Barnes and Minor coming and just giving us a time of healing laughter? We're very grateful, too, for in both venues, North Venue and in here, these are the kids who grew up in our church, so many of them, and we're so very grateful for them. What an amazing gift. So let's thank for our worship teams and all the ones serving in the guest services and welcoming. So very, very cool. All these families who had their children dedicated this weekend, way to go. You are on the journey, way to be. We're very grateful for that. I do want to let you know that we have had a great week out on the slab on the south end of our building. Most of our concrete's in, some steel's going up, and I don't know if you realize this or not, but this Tuesday and Wednesday, the first pre-cutting team are going to start arriving from Builders for Christ. So for those of you who maybe don't know, maybe you're here because mom said what she wanted for Mother's Day is for you to come to church, and so here you are. We have, congratulations on that, we have over 1,000 volunteers coming from over 17 states to help work alongside us to build our South Venue, our new worship auditorium, because we're just busting at the seams, as you can see. And so
That starts this next week. And what we have here, pick up at the Welcome Center, is this is an information, but more it's a prayer card. It's got prayer cards, prayers for the week. It's got listed the teams that are coming this week. And so every week we're going to have a different one of these. And so I just want you to get in the routine of every week over the next 16 weeks of picking one of these up and using this to guide us in prayer. Because remember, this is only going to work when and if, and we expect God to show up. And so just be in aware of that. I want to end our time by having a special prayer for everybody who here who is a mother, who has a heart of a mother. So let's pray together. And moms, just receive this blessing from God. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for mom. So much of what your heart is expressed to us through the heart of mom. And I want to pray for all the moms here. I want to pray for the new moms who are full of hope and anticipation, those who maybe even are expecting. I just pray, Father, you bless them. You just fill them with courage. Father, I pray for any moms here who are hurting this weekend. Maybe their kids are going through a difficult time, or they're wandering, or they're sick. I pray, Father, you give them a special amount of courage. I pray for any woman here who's longing to be a mom, and that need is, and that desire has not just been met in this way, and just going through a difficult time with that. And so, Father God, I pray that your peace and your blessing would just come upon that mom, that she would just have that heart of a mom that you would just speak to, Father God. I would just pray for any stepmoms here and for foster moms and for aunts and grandmas and all those who step into that role of teaching us what love is and what nurturing is, what strength is, what character is, what power is. And so, Father, I just pray, Father God, that you bless them. I pray for any person here this weekend who maybe this is their first Mother's Day without their mom, and they're just really feeling that lack. Father God, there's just so much here, and we're grateful that you are the God who walks with us through all those things. You lighten our heart through laughter. But we just do express, Father, our aches and our longings and all of this. And I pray in Jesus' name right now, a special blessing of peace to come down upon all the mothers. Just help them know that when they are doing their work, they are doing God's work. And you are very pleased with them and you love them very much. May they receive this blessing in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. We'll see you next week. Happy Mother's Day. Be good to your mom. Call her. Buy her something. You be good. All right. We'll see you next week.